You're listening to The Incomparable's Total Party Kill podcast, in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons on the internet for your amusement. This is episode number 182, Dungeon Crawl Classics, part 1 of 4, A Million Nerds Skanking.
Nerds, welcome back to Total Party Kill. It's me, your Dungeon Master, Tony Sindelar, and we are starting a brand new adventure here today on our podcast that you're listening to right now in your ears. We are going to be playing the Dungeon Crawl Classics adventure. Dungeon Crawl Classics is a system new to us here on Total Party Kill that attempts to capture some of the feel of old-timey role-playing games with lots of dice rolling, lots of randomly generated stats, and lots of player death. It's a little crunchy in terms of numbers, but it's going to be great. Today we are playing an adventure called Frozen in Time, which features a brave, intrepid crew of barbarians slash cave people, and I think we should meet our people and find out who they are. Jason Snell, you're first. Thanks for joining us here on Total Party Kill.
Hi, I'm Jason. I'm playing D&D. Do you want to know who my first character is, or do we not care?
Tell me who your first character is. I'll write it down. Like, it's really important.
My first character is Merv. He's a fisherman.
Also joining us, it's Monty Ashley.
Hello, Tony.
Monty, who is your first character?
I will be starting off with Throg the Gatherer.
I'm just writing down Throg.
Oh, but gathering is an important part of his personal identity and how he views himself.
We'll get into that.
Oh, I'm going to gather so much stuff, Tony.
Okay. Also here, Erica Ensign.
Hello. My first character is named Old Mother.
Old Mother.
That's my name. It's a very weird society.
You were named that as a baby?
Monty, a good name is a name you grow into.
All right. Yeah.
So, trust me. There's going to be a lot of wisdom today that I'm giving out for free.
And yes, that is a Doctor Who reference. You are correct, Tony.
I did, when you told me that all of your names were going to come from the thing that I've already forgotten, I did Google it, and then I saw that it was Doctor Who, and I was like, why did I Google this? I could have guessed. Next, it's Aline Sims. Hi, Aline.
Hi, call me Wilma the Hunter.
Wilma the Hunter. Last but not least, it's Annette Weirstra.
Hey, I am playing a firebearer named Pumice.
Pumice. All right. So, in our adventure today, you're all part of a happy, functioning village of cave people slash barbarians, you know, living very far up in the north where it's cold and things can be rough. And, you know, things have gone on in your little town, your little village for generations without really too much exciting going on until 3 days ago. A massive portion of the glacier near where your village is located gave way with a thunderous roar.
Uh-oh.
And that was scary enough on its own. But once the ice cleared, there were two immense holes in the glacier with green smoke emitting from them. Your town elders met to discuss what that would mean. They assembled in the hut of the ancestors. That was about 3 days ago, and their meeting has finished, and they've emerged. The townspeople gather around them as the elders draw everyone near and start to make their proclamations. People, this is not a problem. This is an opportunity. Times like these are important in the history of our tribe, because these are times when those who have not yet proven themselves will go out in the world and engage in feats of daring do and make something of themselves and prove that they are worthy of taking on the role of being elders and leading our village into the next generation. And so we ask that the bravest, the strongest, those who have not yet proven themselves, step forward and take on this challenge. You'll probably need about 40 of you. Also, please take Merv, Throg, Old Mother, Wilma, and Pumice, because they get underfoot if they're hanging around. I have drawn a map for you. People who have played Dungeons & Dragons with me know I spend hours and hours and hours making maps in Photoshop. I haven't elected a different path today.
I love
wow.
it.
Players, you'll see your village is at the kind of bottom left corner of the map. The glacier, if we have we're only allowed so much of a discussion about units of measurement, or I am shutting this whole podcast down, just so we're clear. There is a large glacier that your village is kind of, you know, in the shadow of. There's two mountains that the glacier spans. There's some goat paths up the mountains that perhaps some of you have, depending on your occupation, have traveled in sometimes. And you can see here on my map, there's a huge pile of rubble in front of the glacier that used to be part of the glacier. There's two big holes up on the glacier with green smoke coming out from them. And you have been charged by the village elders with exploring this and figuring out what is going on.
I notice this isn't to scale.
It is not to scale because I did not have a piece of paper that was 3 miles wide. That's how wide the glacier is.
Mm-hmm.
So, you probably have a variety of options for how you could approach things or explore them. But yeah, it sounded like somebody was going to suggest something.
I was going to ask if anybody in the group here is a herder of some sort who would know if the goat paths are a good way to go to get up toward the glacier. I, myself, am a flint napper, so I take care of business at home. So I haven't traveled those paths.
Well, I do gather things from hither and yon, and sometimes I do have to go up onto the goat paths.
Does the goat path take you to hither or yon?
The mountain on the left is hither,
yeah.
And the mountain on the right is yon. Canon?
I think that's pretty clear.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Got to label my map here.
I'm familiar with both of the mountains that exist in the entire world.
Yep. Now who's bragging?
Me, yep. Throg the Gatherer.
Thank you.
I should warn you, I have a personality of 5, which means I am very unpleasant to be around. Jerk.
Explains so much.
We'll send him first.
So yeah, I know... Have I noticed anything weird about the goat paths? Have they been easier or harder to gather things upon?
Well, certainly it would be probably easier to walk up a goat path than to scale the sheer face of the glacier. You know that from your gathering.
Mm. Now, my gathering skills suggest that walking along these paths is easier, but not as rewarding as climbing these glaciers.
Let's go easier. I'm
All
with
right.
you.
Great. Let's do it.
So are we going to go hither or yon?
I've always liked hither.
Hither is more fun to say.
Yeah, let's go hither.
And so you do.
There's a little interstitial video of us walking along hither.
Hither. Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little caption. Would you like me to point out fascinating aspects of hither as we pass it?
Yes, sure.
Yes, please do. Please give us a couple.
That over there is a goat path. That's where the goats like to walk. Over there is you can sometimes see some goats. And this kind of flattened area that's kind of a walking trail was used by goats.
And is this stuff... this is goat poop, right?
I guess.
Don't eat it.
You'd probably want to ask a herder for that. I'm a gatherer.
I don't know. I'm a fisherman. I am not used to being even out of the village on this side to where the goats are, because I'm more of a fish guy. But whatever. Merv's up for it.
I'll keep my eyes open for any obsidian as we climb, or flint.
Or flint,
I guess.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, because I'm a flint napper.
All right. Why don't you give me a strength check as you're making your way up the mountain? It's much easier than climbing a sheer glacier wall, that's for sure. But, you know, it's rough going up here in the mountains.
Oops. Hmm.
15.
6. Ooh.
13.
6.
3. I've been hunting a lot lately. And
yeah, Wilma, I think you forgot to stretch.
Yeah.
So you are making your way up the mountain, up hither, and Aline stumbles a little bit and loses her footing. Wilma, can you do a quick agility check to try and to stay on, you know, stay on the mountain?
20.
So, you know, you're doing okay. You maybe have not looked great in front of the other people of your tribe.
Story of my life.
But, you know, you're leading the way, and as the five of you make your way up the mountain, the rest of the tribe of, you know, the brave but slightly smarter people hang back and follow in your footsteps as you head up the mountain. As Throg is pointing out some of his favorite landmarks on hither, you are surprised by the appearance of a saber-toothed ice bear. Manages to sneak up on you on the mountain because it is the color of snow itself, and it lunges at you. So I'm going to ask each of you, here's how we're going to do combat in Dungeon Crawl Classics. You don't actually have to do initiative. The monster is going to do initiative. The monster's initiative is going to be a secret. The monster's initiative determines how many of you get to go before the monster goes.
Mm.
And the monster gets a new initiative roll each turn. So you get to decide who gets to go first, and you'll get to decide who goes second, third, and so on. You don't know when the monster is going to go. So a saber-toothed ice bear rears up out of the snow and lunges at the five of you in front.
Gasp.
Gasp indeed.
Do we have any hunters in the group?
I am a hunter. How,
Hunt it, hunt it.
I have a flint hand axe. I made it myself. Mm.
Yeah.
I have a spear.
I've got a knife.
Same.
I have a harpoon.
Well, I'll go. I am a mighty hunter. I will go first. That's a 13.
All right. Wilma, what are you doing for your attack?
I am throwing a spear at it.
Okay. So, and you got a 13. Yes. I'll tell you, a 13 will hit a saber-toothed ice bear. Your spear catches it in its meaty shoulder. The bear roars and bares its fangs, which are sabers-like.
That's why it's called a bear.
Indeed.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's 6 damage.
All right. 6 damage to the bear. Who would like to go next?
I'll go next. I trust this axe.
Old mother, you step up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And 18.
Wow. Yes. So you cleave at the bear.
All right. And I will do 1 point of damage.
Okay.
It's not a very big axe.
Wait, thank you. I appreciate that you made the math easy for me. does anybody else want to go?
Yes. Merv is going to take his harpoon and try to fish this thing. It's like a big land fish.
A big, hairy, fanged land fish.
What is a saber-toothed bear, if not a furry fish, that is very large and scary?
I rolled a 2.
All right. You know, you're getting your land legs still.
when you're aiming for something that's not in water, you actually have to aim directly at it.
There's refraction and stuff. Refraction. It's very confusing, yeah.
Yes. Have you discovered refraction?
Well,
Merv has.
We don't know the word.
Instinctually.
Spend enough time in the water.
I have a later character that has, but not this one.
I called it the bendy light thing, but refraction, we'll call it that.
Throg or pumice?
I'll go. Is it just an unmodified d20?
Yeah. Or you may have a negative, right, to yours, I think you said?
Yeah. I have a, says knife, -1.
You're so not great at knives.
You gotta get real close.
I'm not great at much, except gathering. So that brings it to a 14 total.
14 will clip the bear.
All right, here comes my 1d4 -1 damage.
Oh, if you roll a 1, ooh, does it get better?
Take 0.
Okay.
Give it a haircut.
Yeah, Throg, you have gathered some fresh polar bear fur.
That could be useful.
Ha-ha.
Insulation.
Pumice.
I'm ready. I've got a spear, so I'm going to throw my spear.
Mm-hmm. Spear ain't nothing.
And I get 21.
Nice.
That'll hit.
Wow.
And damage.
Mm-hmm.
3. 3 damage.
All right. You're doing great. So I will tell you, the saber-tooth ice bear basically rolled the lowest it could get on initiative, so all of you got to go before the saber-tooth ice bear. So now the saber-tooth ice bear will go. You know what, Pumice? I think you were the last person to attack it. So the saber-tooth ice bear is going to, let's see. I think it will try to bite at you.
Okay. Ready for this.
It gets a 11 versus your armor class.
Which is 11.
Which is 11.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a chunk out of you. It takes 1 hit point of life out of Pumice. How many hit points does Pumice have?
But Pumice only has 1 hit point.
Oh, no! Pumice is devoured by the ice bear in one bite. Jason, does anyone have a clock? We are less than 30 minutes in. This is excellent. Annette, can we hear the sound?
I was like, you want your sound effect now?
I want to hear that paper ripped in half, please. Yes!
Pumice.
Sea of pumice. It was fun.
It nourishes my soul. But thankfully, the rest of the tribe is hanging back. But one brave-ish citizen of the village steps forward. Annette, who is next in line in that proud group?
We've got Telk, who is actually a hunter. So, Telk. You know, maybe we got...
Where were you when we needed you, Telk?
I know, right? hiding behind pumice.
I am going to reroll initiative for the bear. Okay. We're in a new round. So we now have, Wilma, Old Mother, Merv, Throg, and Telk. Is that correct? Yep. So it is a new round. Again, you can go in whatever you order you want. You don't know when the bear will go.
I'm going to try again. Old Mother is slightly annoyed that my axe didn't take as big a bite as I wanted last time.
Mm-hmm.
Especially after hitting so hard. I really thought it was going to be great. 14.
Okay, you connect with the horrible ice bear.
Yay. This time I do 5 points of damage.
Nice. Mm.
And I will tell you, you slay the ice bear. Its steaming corpse is lying there in the snow. But
don't mess with Old Mother.
But Old Mother also hears the sound of other ice bears in the distance and suggests that we perhaps not dilly-dally here.
Let's go.
Sorry, Pumice. Right.
The ghost of Pumice thanks you.
We've avenged Pumice.
Can we avenge Pumice's body and take whatever equipment she had on her? I mean, gather whatever equipment she had on her?
Which was an empty flask, a clay pot, and 25 clay pieces. I assume that's what CPR. Rob pieces. My body. That's what Pumice
Those
said.
Are up for grabs.
I'll gather them for the tribe.
What was your weapon?
Oh, it was a spear.
Mm-hmm.
Does someone want a spear?
Yeah, I'll trade up to a spear.
Is it a plus zero?
It's a plus one.
Nice.
Spear.
Oh, wow.
I think the plus one may be that's actually, it's not that the spear is plus one.
Oh, it's my modifier.
Yes, your modifier because your what would it be based on? It would
probably
be based,
strength.
Yeah.
My strength is plus one.
So probably, Throg, you are unfortunately probably just not great with weapons.
I'm sure not
as good as
But I'm going to be better with this spear than I was with the knife.
Yes. The spear will do more damage than a knife. I mean, a spear is basically a long knife, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
When you think about it, yeah.
All right. So I got a spear, a flask, and 25 CPs.
The tribe has a spear and flask.
But I gathered the tribe stuff.
You are the gatherer.
back at the town, the village elder says, I think next time we should have more than one gatherer.
Right. Back at town, everything's just piled in random places. No one knows how to put it together.
They need a gatherer and a sorter.
Throg is like, I have a system. So, so I will say, having defeated the saber-tooth ice bear, you reach the top of Hither without further incident. I don't know what you're going to do next.
Me neither. I'm going to look around.
All right. So you are now on top of Hither, looking down at the glacier.
Creation.
Do we get a different view of our smoking pit?
Yeah, and do we have a path? It does it look like there's a path down onto the glacier, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, there is probably not a path, but you could make a path.
Okay.
You're adventurers. You know.
Sure we are.
We are now.
Hey, I can see my house from here.
Yeah, two roads diverged in this awful haunted glacier, and... You chose
haunted.
The horrible one. Spoilers.
Well, it is called the ghost ice, so I feel
yes,
like...
Yes, it is called the ghost ice. So, I think probably in the 3 days that the elders retreated into the ancestral hut to decide about things, there was a lot of rumors going through town that clearly the ice was haunted and that ice demons were going to come and kill all of you and... You know, and that bad things would happen. But surely those were just rumors, probably started by somebody like Pumice.
And look what end she came to.
May she rest in peace.
Yes.
Pieces. Mm.
At least two.
Remember Pumice.
Vaguely. Kind of not really, though.
You know, when we first started Total Party Kill, there were all the listeners that were really angry that, like, people didn't die often enough. Yep. And I feel like, unfortunately, that, like, that really got to me now. And now I just, like, I just want to drown those people in player blood. And unfortunately, that's your blood. But here we are.
Telk's thinking, doomed.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Tony, apropos of nothing, I'd like to recommend that people listen to the Gamma World season of Total Party Kill. It was a great ending. Who knows what happens at the end? I don't know.
Yeah,
something.
No idea.
Back with that. Everybody should watch the one I ran.
All right.
Listen to. I didn't have a video component.
Don't watch it. Really slow video.
Watch it in your imagination.
Use your mind.
So from the top of hither, why don't you give me an intelligence check?
15.
15.
14.
7. 0.
Wait, Throg, you got a 0?
I rolled a 1 and have a minus 1. Throg the Gatherer is not great at looking at stuff, just gathering stuff.
I'm concerned about what you've been gathering. So...
So I just keep looking up, because up is where we've been walking, and we got to the top of the mountain, and I'm still looking up, and I'm like, I don't see anything up here, guys.
Yeah. It's just just checking, no one's an optometrist in this profession.
Yeah, Throgney's glasses are not invented yet.
Mm-mm. I got a grappling hook.
Old Mother and Murph, sound like you had some good rolls?
Yeah, 15.
All right, so Old Mother and Merv survey things, and you can see that there is kind of a path down to the glacier from here, at which point you would be on the top of the glacier. The holes are a good distance below the top of the glacier. I believe on my map I've indicated that they're about 150 feet down the front of the glacier. I will also tell you that with your keen eagle-like eyes, you also notice that there's kind of a large crevasse kind of back on the glacier a ways. So you kind of have to imagine my map is more three-dimensional than it is, but imagine...
So any three-dimensional.
Yes. Hey! Correct. Yes. So there is, in the distance on the glacier, it does look like there's some kind of crevasse, or crevice, if you will.
I won't. I will not. Okay.
We will crevasse here.
They're different words.
Fourier argument all over again.
You could also just, you know, go across the glacier, nice little 3-mile walk over to Mount Yon, and then just go back down that and go home and say, like, nope, nothing happened. The other townspeople are behind you looking at you just in case you're thinking about that.
I want to peek into this crevasse.
So it looks like it would be it's about a mile back on the glacier.
Oh, okay.
It's significantly further.
Oh, okay.
We should probably walk toward the area where the smoking holes are so that we'd be standing like above it to see if we can get a better view of what's happening. But I think whoever goes first should maybe use Pumice's spear to test the ground in front of them. I've heard that that is an important thing to do when you're walking across a glacier.
True.
I can go first. One question. Mm-hmm. Where's this glacier you guys are talking about?
Oh, gosh.
Over there.
I grab
down.
His ear.
Over there.
Oh, I got it. And tilt his head down.
Oh, right, right. Okay, I got it.
I have a spear, too. I can poke and hold your hand at the same time.
I'm not very smart or pleasant or strong.
We have not yet discovered what your strengths are.
I'm pretty agile, so I think I should be pretty good at this.
Okay.
And you're also not very intelligent, so you think you'd be pretty good at this.
That's right, I am. We're cavemen, but we've invented the Dunning-Kruger effect.
Yes.
The Dunning-Caveman effect.
All right. So you make your way out on the ice in the direction of the holes that are still to this day emitting green smoke that's drifting up into the sky above you. Why don't you give me some agility checks as you cross the ice?
19.
Ugh.
8. Oh, no.
6.
17.
Oh, anybody who got below a 10, you have a hard time crossing the glacier. It is slippery. It's a little icy. I'm going to say that you take 1 hit point of damage as you, at some point, you fall and stumble and wipe out on the ice. Did that take any of you out?
No.
Nope.
Not this time.
Okay.
Old Mother is surprisingly hardy.
Well, you know.
You gotta be.
That's how she got to be Old Mother.
Exactly. Exactly.
Merv really wishes he was back in the sea and not here on this stupid ice, but he's still alive.
Water should be liquid.
Yeah.
It's a frozen
what?
Sea.
Yeah. What are you guys talking about?
And so you reach the center of the glacier without further incident. You can see there's a kind of two columns of smoke kind of billowing up in front of you. You can see your village from here. You're pretty high up. I don't know if any of you had ever climbed hither or yon all the way to the top before.
I'm not.
But it's high up, and the wind is cold and icy.
This is downright unpleasant.
Yeah. The rest of the tribe looks at you expectedly.
So we can't see any more of where the smoke is coming from?
Well, you know from what you saw climbing up the mountain that below you, there's kind of a vertical drop of about 150 feet to two holes with green smoke coming out of them.
Is there anything else that we have seen on the surface, like on the top of the glacier as we've been walking along?
Top of the glacier is just ice and rock and snow and cold stuff.
Have we invented rope?
It's like, I don't have any rope.
I've got a grappling hook. Is that attached to a rope or is it just a hook?
You're a gatherer. You tell me.
Well, it's a grappling hook. So I argue to grapple to anything, there has to be a rope attached to it. Plus, it's a whole gold piece. So it's pretty good.
Gold piece or granite piece?
Yeah.
My mistake, granite piece. I also have a basket of vegetables if ever anyone's hungry.
You carry that up the entire mountain?
Yes. Okay. I always carry a basket of vegetables. I wouldn't feel right.
He's a gatherer.
I feel like maybe you could have not carried that up the mountain. Maybe you would have been better.
Well,
maybe
he knows how unpleasant he is. He wanted to sort of buy people's favor with snacks on the way.
And we're going to get hungry. And I take a bell pepper and I eat it.
Enjoy.
Throg, how long a rope do you think you got attached to this grappling hook?
Well, this is a traditional D&D type world, so 50 feet, obviously.
Okay. The holes are about 150 feet below you. I would have also accepted 150 feet.
Will you accept 150 feet now?
Sure. All right. otherwise, this adventure real short.
50 feet, to be exact.
We could slide down. I have a pelt.
This coil just keeps going. It's 150 feet. All I have to do is hook the hook up here, and then we can just rappel down to these holes. It'll be simple.
That no makes perfect sense to me.
What could go wrong?
Wilma's not so sure.
Well, he's really agile, too, so he should totally be the one to do that.
Here, watch this.
Oh, there he goes.
What kind of roll is it?
I assume you're going to kind of secure the grappling hook. And
he throws the grappling hook down. And then jumps.
Okay. No, I jump, and then while I'm in the air, I kind of fling it back towards the thing.
Okay. Unnecessary. Throg, I'm going to say that's an agility check.
Ooh. I rolled a 1, but I get a plus 1 on it.
Throg, you fall to your death.
Remember me as a gatherer.
Throg, I'm sorry. That seems harsh, but you literally rolled a 1. And if you had not jumped before you had thrown it, I feel like that would have helped.
Oh, does that mean everything I was carrying is gone to the party?
Did he at least position the grappling hook before he fell?
The grappling hook is hooked there on a ledge of ice. The rope is kind of dangling down below. I don't know if you want to. I mean, it seems like perhaps if somebody was to go first and do some securing of the rope, that might make it easier for everybody else. Rolling a 1 is not great. So we take a moment to remember Throg, our second player death in hour 1 of this podcast. Somebody brave with a tear in their eye steps forth from the tribe to join the group.
Throg was my brother. I am Gronk the Hunter. I am significantly stupider than my brother Throg.
Oh, dear.
But I am a hunter. I have a backpack and I have a spear. Should have had me up front when that stupid ice bear is coming. I could have killed it right away.
Well,
that's on you.
What's your agility like?
Incredibly, even better than my brother Throg.
I think we have a candidate to go down and secure the rope.
I feel like Throg would want you to
succeed where he failed.
No problem.
Yes.
Ooh, Well, I have a plus two, which makes that a three.
We're the brothers.
Oh my goodness.
Monty, I'm gonna send you a second PDF just in case.
I'm crying a little in grief.
Oh. Wow.
All right. Let me just write that name down before I delete it again. That was Gronk.
Gronk the Hunter.
The Hunter.
All right. Who do you got after Gronk?
Somebody else steps forward. He is, everybody knows him. He's Crinkle. Crinkle non-goblin. He's an orphan. He was found in a basket at birth. Everybody knows him. He's Crinkle. He's not a goblin.
He was gathered in a basket.
He speaks the languages common and goblin and has a weird not trinket a from a former tribe, which is a small statue of a goblin.
Not a goblin.
All right.
Crinkle non-goblin. Occupation, orphan.
Or more than three.
It's a great occupation.
Are we ever going to get into these holes?
I'm scared to do this, but I will try climbing down.
All right. Can you give me an agility check?
I hope so. 14?
All right. So Wilma secures I've already forgotten his name, Throg's grappling hook, and climbs down. It is a somewhat precarious climb. Let's say that you have some simple spikes along the way that you're able to kind of like secure the rope and make it safer for others. And Wilma, you are the first to appear in front of one of the holes. I don't know which one you want to go in. There's one on the left and one on the right. I don't know if your people have named them yet.
The hither or the yon.
Yeah. They are spaced about 30 feet apart, so you probably had to decide before you got down there. And you're kind of climbing down into this, like, column of green vapor that's wafting up from these openings. Each of the holes is about 5 feet in diameter and extends into the glacier.
Okay, well, does it smell, like, noxious or anything like that?
You know, it smells kind of sweet.
It's minty.
Mm.
Mm.
Just like a candy factory? What's happening? Are the elves here?
I'm going next.
Probably a candy factory.
So I'm going to say that you have reached the tunnel safely. Okay. The question is going to be, will Old Mother Merv, Crinkle, or Talk also join you?
I'll go. I'll give it a
all
go.
Right. I will say now that Wilma has done the hard work, it'll be easier. So I need everybody to do an agility check. I need you to beat 5.
Oh, boy.
I got my fingers crossed for Monty.
I'm just going to change dice real quick. Don't mind me.
Okay. Not goblin friend.
I rolled a 20.
Wow. Nice. I got 19.
All right.
I got 19.
Okay.
That was easy.
19.
What's another guy?
Nice. Where were these dice rolls minutes ago? I feel like also that should have been a 10. DC 10. I didn't want us to hang out on rope all day. You know how I feel about rope and adventures.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
No, I imagine the whole group is also right. Now following what? Us down the ropes.
Yes, indeed. They're taking their time.
A certain
they're not
percentage
as,
of them
assertive.
Fall to their deaths, and the rest are fine. That's all the guys who use Monty's dice.
Wilma, did you pick the hither tunnel or the yawn tunnel?
Hither.
All right. So we're sticking with hither in this adventure.
It's closer. It makes more sense.
It just does. So the tunnel, it kind of curves a little bit. It seems like it's kind of curving in the direction of Mount Hither, inside of the glacier. It's almost like a tube. This tunnel that you're in is completely smooth, and it's like a perfect circle. And the walls of it are kind of warm and kind of like make you feel tingly when you touch them.
Ooh, yeah. I like it.
So it's not like ice.
As far as you can tell, the smoke, the green vapor, it's harmless. It's got that kind of minty, sweet smell to it. It does seem to limit your vision to about 20 feet in front of you, because the tube does seem to be completely full of smoke. So did everybody made it down? We didn't have to create any new characters?
right?
Okay.
Of course we made it down. That was easy. What are you talking about?
And so you proceed into the tube. Now, I'll tell you, the tube is pretty narrow, so I think we're going to need to have a marching order. Wilma, would I assume that you're at the front because you led the way?
Sure.
Who was next after Wilma? Talk, were you the first person down the tube?
Yep. I'll go second.
And then I think I was next.
All right. Talk, old mother. And then who's bringing up the rear, Merv or Crinkle?
Merv.
All right.
Yeah, protect the orphan. I'm just an orphan.
All right. So, Wilma, as you are progressing into the tube, it's very strange. You feel like you've been traveling for some ways, and you can hear something in the distance.
I hear something in the distance.
Is it the shuffling of 40 people behind us?
You hear the shuffling of 40 people in the distance behind you. Why don't you roll an intelligence check to see what you can hear in the front of you?
Listen smart.
Yeah.
I listened 5 smart.
So smart.
Sounds like a lot of footsteps, but kind of quiet. Talk, I'll tell you're up near the front too. Why don't you do an intelligence check also?
I'm at 17.
You hear, it's kind of a chittering sound. It sounds like it might be somewhat insect-like, Talk.
I suggest everybody gets their weapon out.
All right.
Unless we want to try the other tunnel, swing over.
Merv gets his harpoon out and says, I hope there are fish up there.
As Merv says that, the side of the wall behind Merv's head explodes, and a centipede crawls into the tunnel with you, separating your group from the rest of the group behind you.
Yeah, that's not a fish.
Just step on it. What's the problem?
How big is this centipede?
They're like this big.
Step on it.
This centipede is about 3 feet long.
You should see the butterfly.
And it's got a strange kind of stone-like protrusion on the front of its head that's, like, heated up that allowed it to, like, burrow through the earth.
A centipede with only 3 feet? Well, that never...
It's a tripod.
Another one skitters up by Wilma.
I don't like these guys. These are not fish.
These are not fish at all. There's going to be... Spoiler. There's going to be a lot of things that are not fish in this adventure.
Taste flint, little bug.
What? I was promised fish.
I would have thought they was fish.
Why am I a fisherman? Why am I here? Anyway.
Don't fish have lots of legs?
All right. So here's how this is going to work. I've got 2 dice. I'm going to roll them. These are the initiative for the 2 centipedes. I got a front centipede and a back centipede. The front centipede has, you know what? They have 2, they have initiatives. I'm going to try and track their hit points correctly, but they have these boar bugs have burrowed out of the tunnel and are basically trapping you in that there's one in front of Wilma and one behind Merv. The rest of the tribe has hung back to see whether you all are going to get devoured by large centipedes.
This tribe is useless. I'm sorry, but...
Again, you get to decide who goes first and second and so on, but at some point the centipedes will go.
Can I reach either one of them since I'm like right in the middle?
You are right in the middle. That might be tricky.
Because I don't have any kind of throwing.
You might want to wait for someone to die.
All right. Well, Merv's going to take a stab at it with his harpoon.
Get him, Merv. Mess him up.
8.
Yeah.
Merv, you continue to have challenges with creatures that are not fish. The centipede skitters around the wall as you fail to connect with it with your harpoon. All right, so Merv has gone. Who is next?
Can I bash it, that one with my club if it like ran up on the wall kind of towards us?
Yeah, I think Wilma and Talk would have no trouble hitting the front one, and Merv and Crinkle could easily hit the back one. Old Mother is in a bit of a different situation unless you have any kind of ranged weapons, Old Mother.
I have a piece of flint I could throw, but I'll wait and see what happens.
We'll find out. Crinkle.
Taste club, jerk. 7.
Versus AC. You also fail to attack the the centipede. How about we jump to the front of the group?
Yeah, I'm going to go for the one in front of me. 6.
All right. Well, you know, at least these are not the rolls that determined your climbing down the glacier.
True. I guess.
Okay, Telk going. 16.
Nice. Hey. Finally.
Yeah. All right.
Sounds better.
Yeah, get him, Talc.
Would you like to roll damage?
And 3 damage.
All right.
If there's still time for me
to... They get to go after 4 players have gone.
Gotcha.
So, the centipedes are skittering about. They have the choice of ramming you or biting you. They are going to ram you. Talc, you definitely connected with a centipede, so a centipede does not like that.
It's like, here we go.
I think I rolled a 4, so that will not hit.
Nope.
And Crinkle?
Yeah.
A 9. A third centipede bores into the hole right above your head, old mother. It uses its turn to get there. So
I got an AC
good news.
10, so I don't care about your 9.
Yeah. So there are now 3 horrible centipede creatures in the tunnel with you.
Yeah.
Can I attack the one that just appeared above me now?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. I'm going to swing at it with my flint hand axe. Taste flint. I rolled a 1.
Okay.
Ah.
Well, that flint broke.
All right. So everybody has gone. So I'm going to reroll for the centipedes. And who would like to go first?
I want to try again. That was embarrassing.
All right.
Let's try this again. Oh, that is a 19.
That'll hit.
Hooray. All right. For 5 points of damage.
All right. 5 points of damage on the middle centipede. It does not look like it's in grape shape. Who wants to go next?
Talc will take another swing.
Talc, do it.
Which one are you going to swing at? Because you've got 2 now that you could reach.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, you know what? Let's go. I'm going to go with the one that was swinging at me at the front, though, because I'm a little pissed at it. 11.
11 will hit the centipede.
Yeah. And 8 points of damage.
Wow.
Look at you go.
And that centipede had already taken some damage. You slay that centipede. There are only 2 centipedes remaining.
All right, Merv is still focused on this knot fish back here that he can't hit.
Indeed you are.
That's a 1.
All right.
It's a lot of ones in this game.
Stupid knot fish. Come back
the
here.
The 2 centipedes
swim slower.
So I've got the middle centipede and the back centipede, right? So,
Yeah, come get some.
I'm old and stringy. You don't want to eat me.
Crinkle non-goblin ain't afraid to use. My only reference points for orphans are like Newsies.
Apparently.
An Annie.
Hey, Mr. Centipede, do you want the latest morning edition?
Extra.
Centipedes invade lava tube.
A centipede attacks Kringle with 5 versus AC.
That's nothing.
I guess it's actually a 6 versus AC. That's not very impressive. And an even less impressive one on Old Mother. So, who has not already gone this round?
I haven't.
All right. Why don't you go, Wilma, and then Crinkle?
Okay. I'm having a hard time visualizing which are near me.
There's one that's right in drop down, kind of in the middle. So you have Old Mother, I think, already wounded a bunch. So you can attack that one without issue.
Okay, I'll go for that. 2.
Two will not hit a centipede.
Did you roll a 1 on the die and that?
No, I rolled
a 2. Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure that
2.
That wasn't another
natural 2.
Natural.
It's so close. It's only 1 off, really, if you think about it.
I like the concept of a natural 2.
Unmodified it anyway. A 2.
Crinkle, I think you're last.
All right, I'm going to smash up the middle one, which has been damaged.
Indeed.
I leap forward and swing my club against it. And I rolled an 8.
All right. So, rerolling for the centipedes. All right, they did not go great, so several of you are going to get to go before they get another turn. Who wants to be first?
Merv is alone back here with this back one, I think. So.
This fresh mint condition centipede.
Ooh, mint. There's all sorts of mint things here. 16.
Oh, yeah.
That you connect with the terrifying centipede. It hisses at you.
3 damage.
3 damage. It tries to skitter away. It makes a sound like a million nerds skanking, but it doesn't make it out of there. All right, who's next?
Me. I want to smash
Crinkle.
That one.
The back one?
I'm switching back to the back one.
Yeah.
Me and Merv going to mess you up, centipede. 3.
Bold words, Crinkle.
He's just little. Crinkle's just little.
All right.
Not a goblin.
Wilma, old mother, talk.
I'll go.
Go for it,
Wilma. This is my third for the day. Third D20. That's an 11.
Yeah. That will connect with a centipede.
Okay. Yeah. Woo-hoo. I'm just hoping you kill this one so I can take a step back and attack the rear one.
Natural 8. Plus one is 9.
Wow.
That kills the middle centipede. The Ooh. Back centipede gets to go now. The back centipede will attack Merv. 16 versus AC.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, Merv.
Look out.
Merv, the centipede tries to burrow into your chest. You Ooh. Take 3 points of heat damage.
Oh. Not a fish!
No, Merv.
Oh, no. Merv.
We hardly knew him.
Where are we going to get fish now?
There goes Merv.
He knew so much about fish.
In seeing All that, right. can I step toward the centipede yes. and attack it now?
Yes, its head is stuck inside Merv's torso.
Oh, we
For
can just
Merv.
Leave.
No, well, it is in between you and the rest of your group.
Anybody want to guess what I just rolled?
A 1.
A 1?
Good job, guys. What is happening?
Who has not...
I haven't gone.
Yep.
Go for it, Talc.
Let me cry.
Come on, Talc.
I got a 19.
Hey. All right, roll damage.
4 damage.
All right, that centipede is in bad condition, but it's still there. Oh. It is going to roll initiative. And the centipede gets to go first. The centipede pulls itself out of Merv's body. And, Kringle, I think you're next.
Come get some, chump.
It's going to try and bite you.
You want some delicious... Oh, dear.
No.
Why does that say a 20, Tony?
The centipede has rolled a natural 20.
Oh, no.
The centipede does 1d3 of bite damage.
Bring it. I got 3 hit points.
Well, I rolled 2, so you're on borrowed time. The centipede, horrible little pincers, grab your leg and pinch it.
Oh, no! My leg! It's been pinched!
Yeah. All right. But now all of you are free to go before it gets another turn.
Did somebody step forward from the
I think not yet.
Us?
I think because this is blocking, we'll find out who is next in line for Jason after the centipede is resolved.
I would like to go first and frantically smash at my leg with my club.
Do it.
Ooh, 14.
That'll hit.
It's not too hard on your leg.
I dropped my D4. That's going to come in handy later when I need to stab something through my foot. 4.
4 nice. Damage?
4 damage.
4 damage is enough to kill it. You club it wildly as it's attached to your leg until it stops wriggling and you are able to pry it free. And for a moment, things are quiet and peaceful here in the tunnel. Our adventurers have survived a climb up Mount Hither.
Merv didn't.
Some of our adventurers have survived a climb up Mount Hither.
No, we
slightly,
didn't.
Slightly smaller subset have survived the climb down the treacherous glacier, and an even smaller subset has survived the terrible battle with the centipedes in the spooky mint-flavored tubes. What will happen next time on Total Party Kill? I don't know. It's really kind of hard to speculate what's going to happen. This is a game we really create as we go along, so I don't have a little teaser or anything. Yeah. See you next time.